You're listening to KGOU. I'm Richard Bassett. Measures taken to escape COVID-19 are making it harder for some domestic violence victims to find safety from their abusers. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports, in addition to being isolated, victims may begin experiencing more severe violence.
The novel coronavirus is a Jeremy wrench stuck in the gears of domestic violence advocacy programs across the state. Victims sheltering in place with their abusers can't just pick up the phone and call a hotline.
In a majority of cases, when people call that hotline, the perpetrator has left the home or they're somewhere else.
Shelley Battles Richley is the executive director of the Ada Family Crisis Center. Advocacy groups around the state had to adapt to COVID-19 to offer victims lifelines. The changes were tough. Battles Richley says fewer victims came to her shelter. When they did show up, she couldn't allow them to come and go as they pleased.
They came from one restrictive environment where a batterer was controlling them. And unfortunately, to keep everyone safe, we had to implement some policies that were similar.
Battles Richley hoped phones, video conferencing, and messaging apps would help close the distance between her organization and the people it aims to help. But rural access to those technologies is spotty, and making a FaceTime call in secret isn't always possible. Now some victims tell her COVID-19 made it impossible to reach out.
Now we're back open and things are working and, you know, we're using masks and still screening people, but we've seen an uptick in the number of people coming in since the state has reopened.
More people are trying to access all of her group's services, and other organizations are experiencing a similar influx. Candina Mannion says it'll probably be months before she knows how much the pandemic changed things.
This was an unknown, so we didn't know how to deal with it.
Mannion is executive director of the Oklahoma Coalition Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. The nonprofit supports domestic violence advocacy groups around the state. She says they were busy for weeks after the state locked down trying to figure out what to do. Eventually, Mannion's group, federal agencies, national advocacy groups, and local shelters came up with some guidelines. Mannion says shelters decided to run skeleton crews.
The shelters had to be open. You couldn't close them.
They also reduced the number of victims they would permit to stay at one time and designated quarantine rooms. Fewer people came to shelters during the lockdown months, and there was a drop in the number of calls to the state's hotline,
which is where usually victims call in. And so that was the irony in it. People were calling 911, but the shelters weren't getting full.
It's unclear how many victims called police for help. Several police departments reported no change or a drop in calls, but the Oklahoma City Police Department reported a 13% increase in domestic violence calls in the last 4 months compared to the same time last year. Oklahoma County regularly reports many more domestic violence deaths than any other county except Tulsa. Mannion's staff suggested the increase in calls might mean victims were experiencing especially severe violence. The nonprofit also heard there's been a rise in victims' protection order filings around the state.
I think if you were to call us back in like 3 months, we'll learn more why this was even happening.
But Mannion is afraid that as the pandemic continues and advocates struggle to connect with victims, they'll see more abuse.
We are expecting a higher lethality. So in the past, you might have seen 50 cases of just, you know, abuse, of mental abuse or whatever. Now you're going to see going to more, basically almost killing the victim.
Researchers have found domestic violence victims who got help were much less likely to be seriously injured or killed. Victims who lose access to services could face more danger. Mannion says fear of COVID-19 has also reduced participation in court-mandated programs that hold batterers accountable and challenge their rationalizations for abuse. The intervention programs have their critics, but Mannion says intervention helps. Despite her fear of more violence, Mannion says it's wrong to point to domestic violence as a reason state leaders shouldn't have shut down businesses and public life.
Perpetrators are going to do it regardless of where they are. They're going to have every excuse on the book to abuse their spouse or their ex, period.
Mannion and Shelley Battles Richley say advocates will continue to help victims where they can and try to curb the violence. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. You can find more of Quentin's reporting on criminal justice online at kgou.org.